Scripture reading this morning is Philippians, the third chapter, verses 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
Good morning, church. It's good to be with you today and to share with you from the Word of God. About, I think now, 38 years ago, for the very first time, I got a passport. It was something very special to get a passport because it enabled me to travel. That first trip traveling was to Israel, Greece, and Egypt. Got to go to all of those places on that wonderful trip. And then the next year, I made a trip to Austria with my daughter, and we traveled, when we were there, got those Eurail passes, and we went to all kinds of different countries. But every time we would change countries, they wanted to see my passport. Passports mean a great deal. While I was in Romania the first time, it was really quite interesting because I got there the first time, and the students who were there were there ahead of me. I didn't even pick the students that time. And one of the students, bless his heart, went to play ball with some students from the church, and he left his backpack with his passport laying there by the table where we had where we'd eaten a meal, and he left it there. It disappeared. Somebody stole his backpack with his passport. He didn't have a copy of his passport with him, and so we had to go through all of the hassle of getting him a new passport, guaranteeing his citizenship in the U.S., and it wasn't a fun experience. Afterwards, having that passport became really important to me, and it was really quite interesting because that blue U.S. passport made all the difference. When I had that blue passport, I could go places that other folks couldn't. A couple of my students wanted to come to the U.S. One of the young ladies who we jokingly call our Romanian daughter, she was coming, and she had difficulty getting up to fill out the forms and to get her passport, get her visa so that she could come to the U.S. Interestingly enough, she said, "Would you go with me?" And I said, "Sure." And when I go to the American embassy with her, and show my passport, they didn't even look at it. They saw it was blue and said, "Ah, U.S. passport, come on in." And so we got to go right in. She had waited hours to try to get to do that. But with me along, because I was an American citizen, it made all of the difference. Interesting now, when you go to Europe, it's different. Now it's not the U.S. passport that everybody wants, but it's the EU passport. The European Union, because they get to go to the front of the line. But normally, U.S. passports mean all of the difference. Being a citizen of the U.S. is something very special. After telling the Philippians that Paul had learned what matters, he will say, "Everything else I considered not gain, but loss. In fact, they're the manure pile by comparison to knowing Christ and knowing the power of his resurrection." And that's what we talked about last week, the power of his resurrection. Ah, that makes all of the difference. But Paul doesn't want them to misunderstand. He doesn't say, "I've got something that you folks don't have." He says, "I've not yet arrived. I've not yet come to perfection, completeness, wholeness. I am running this race of sorts. I'm trying to complete this. I'm pressing toward the goal." And so that becomes important. Our text today begins with this wonderful wonderful admonition from Paul. "Brethren, join in following my example. Observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us." He begins by saying, "Brethren." My New American Standard originally said "brethren." By the way, New American Standard of 2020. They have a new edition that came out. And it doesn't say "brethren," it says "brothers and sisters." Why? Because when we're talking about brothers, it's being used in that generic sense, and we're not leaving you ladies out. And so they said, "Well, maybe we need to fix that." They tried to fix it by translating it "brethren" rather than "brothers." Your ESV will translate it "brothers." But really, it includes the ladies. "Brothers and sisters, I want you to follow my example." And so that becomes important. Imitate us. And watch those others who are imitating us as well. Walk according to the pattern that you have in us. Observe those who do the same thing. And so it's this call. Paul himself will say in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1, "Be imitators of me just as I am also of Christ." I want you to imitate what I'm imitating in Jesus. Now notice he doesn't say, "Imitate me always," because he realizes that indeed he's a sinner. Don't imitate me when I get it wrong, but I want you to imitate me in the ways that I'm imitating Jesus. I want you to see the importance of that. And so that becomes important. It's this relentless pursuing of Christ-likeness. I want you to be like Jesus. I want you to know what that matters. He wants them to join with others who are doing that as well. Observe those, join with those who are walking according to the pattern you have in us. You see, Jesus matters for us. Jesus matters for me. I gave up all of those other things that other folks are boasting about. They don't really know what matters. In fact, really, they are enemies of the cross. And he goes on to say, "For many walk, of whom I often told you, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ." I told you folks before that there are some false teachers out there, and they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Interesting language, isn't it? You need to watch out for those who minimize the significance of the cross. What Jesus did is of minimal importance to them. They're pushing it back, and they're failing to see what that really means. They don't understand it. They've trusted in their own achievements and not in the sufficiency that is in Christ alone. That's a pretty good description of bad guys, isn't it? Here are bad guys, enemies of the Christ. And notice how he goes on to describe them, whose end is destruction. Now, that's not annihilation, but it is ruin. Whose end is ruin? It's not that you're annihilated when you die if you're not a believer, because there's going to be hell forever for those kind of folks. It is this destruction, this ruin that is theirs. He goes on to describe them, whose God is their appetite. Literally, whose God is their belly. You know, it's what they want to eat and what they want to do, and it may well be that these are Judaizers who are enforcing the Jewish law of what's clean and what's unclean, and they are missing what really matters, but their God is their belly. Basically, he's saying it's what they want that matters to them. What they want matters most. He goes on to say, whose glory is in their shame. Isn't that interesting? They're glorying in things they ought to be ashamed of. Here are folks who are boasting about things. They've got things wrong. And then he ends up with, who set their minds on earthly things. It's stuff here that really matters to them. It's stuff here. It's possessions and position and all of those things that matter so much to most folks. That's their God. That's what matters to them. They've missed what matters. But let me tell you what I'm looking for in you. He goes on to say, "For our citizenship is in heaven." I like that phrase. Our citizenship. That's an interesting word. It's variously translated. It's sometimes translated as citizenship, colony, homeland, commonwealth. Our commonwealth, our citizenship, our homeland is heaven. Isn't that an interesting description of those of us who are believers? It's a wonderful description. That's really, I think, important for the folks in Philippi. The folks in Philippi were Roman citizens. Even though they were living as colonists in a place called Philippi in modern-day Greece, they're living in Greece, but their real citizenship is in Rome. And they have all the privileges of folks who are in Rome. And so here we are on the earth, and our citizenship is in heaven. That's a wonderful description for those of us who are believers. We sing these songs, and I really should have asked Jay to lead one of these songs, but there are several of them we sing. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. It's one of those wonderful songs. Or I'm a pilgrim here within a foreign land. Or how about, here we are but straying pilgrims, here our path is often dim. You see, we're pilgrims here. Our citizenship is really in heaven. We have a citizenship there, and our passport to heaven is what really makes the difference. It really means who we really are, which also we eagerly wait, from which we also eagerly await for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our citizenship here, but it's really interesting because we're eagerly waiting, we're anticipating, we're sort of longing for heaven. Heaven is our goal, it's who we are, it's what really matters to us. And so we're longing to be there. It's our goal. Who will humbly transform the body of our humble estate into conformity with the body of His glory. The bodies we have here are all failing. I hate to tell you this, but as you get older, you get all kinds of pains and aches. For those of you who are really young, you don't have those yet, but they're going to come. You know, that's just the norm. As you get older, these bodies aren't made to last forever. And so we're eagerly awaiting this new state. He's going to transform our bodies into the state of His body of glory, His resurrected body. It's going to be a new one by the exertion of the power that He has to even subject all things to Himself. That's a wonderful text, isn't it? That's the goal we have here. We're longing to get there. We're anxious to be there. We're eagerly awaiting it. It's the commonwealth means our hope. Our citizenship is our hope. Our transformed bodies to His glorious estate, no longer experiencing these lowly bodies, being like Christ in every way. And then he goes on to say, therefore, my beloved brethren. By the way, my New American Standard 2020 version says brothers and sisters because they wanted to make sure you got it. Your ESV will say my brothers, my beloved brothers, my special brothers. Notice how he describes them. Therefore, my beloved brothers, brothers and sisters, whom I long to see, I really want to see you folks. I want to get out of prison here in Rome and be back in Philippi with you. By the way, we're going to learn, if you read 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, you're going to learn that he gets there. He will get back to Philippi again and get to see those folks yet again after he's released from prison. He goes on to describe them as my joy and my crown. My joy is in you folks. The fact that you have the same faith that we have, that you've responded to that wonderful gospel message in the same way that I have, and that matters so much to me and it matters so much to you, you're my joy. I'm thrilled by you and who you are and what that means. And you are my crown. And that's the word Stephanos, that's the Greek word we get Stephen from, but it's a victor's crown. It's not a crown of gold, the kind that a king wears, but it's the kind that's given to an Olympic victor. It's the thing you get when you win the victory, you've won the race. You see, you are my crown. My victory is in you. In this way, stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. And he ends up with that phrase, my beloved. Again, notice he calls these believers to stand firm in the Lord. Your citizenship is in heaven. It's not here on the earth. The stuff here is only temporary. What really matters is Jesus and heaven. And heaven is ours, and we're just sort of waiting for it to come. You see that kind of waiting language in Paul here? Our citizenship is in heaven. And he now calls them to stand firm. Don't back down. And that's a call, I think, for all of us. We must stand firm. The world around us has fallen apart, I know, and everything seems to be going the wrong way. But here, our citizenship isn't here anyway. It is indeed in heaven. We're going to sing a song as an invitation song. And it may well be some folks who don't have their citizenship yet in heaven but need to move in that direction are being called today to do that. And if you today want to respond, to confess Jesus Lord, to be buried in baptism, we'd be happy to do that with you. For the rest of us, we need to think about our citizenship being in heaven and rejoice in that, just as Paul did, as we anxiously await the Lord's return. If you need to come, would you come as we stand?